Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, March 28, 2025.
China's economic challenges at the BOA Forum. At the BOA Forum on March 27, 2025, Xian Chongning, Deputy Governor of the People's Bank of China, raised concerns about China's soaring debt, which has now exceeded 300% of GDP. This alarming figure highlights the significant financial strain on the economy. Xian reaffirmed the central bank's commitment to a flexible monetary policy aimed at supporting economic growth, noting that the M2 money supply has surpassed 200%. He also mentioned the rising macro leverage ratio, indicating increasing overall indebtedness. The People's Bank of China is prepared to modify its monetary policy, potentially lowering reserve requirements and interest rates in response to changing economic conditions. Xian acknowledged the unprecedented uncertainties faced by central bankers worldwide, driven by geopolitical tensions and market fluctuations. Analysts expect further easing of monetary policy as the economy feels the impact of rising U.S. tariffs, emphasizing the interconnectedness of global economies.
Rising coffee prices and their impact. Coffee enthusiasts might soon feel the pinch in their wallets, with prices expected to rise by up to 25%. Major coffee roasters like Lavazza, Illy, Nestle, and J.D. Peet's are in talks with retailers to pass on these costs, driven by a near doubling of Arabica coffee prices over the past year. This increase is mainly due to four consecutive seasons of bad harvest caused by unfavorable weather, making it tough to meet demand. In the Netherlands, the largest supermarket chain, Albert Heijn, recently ran out of popular coffee brands like Douwe Egberts and Sensio, which have returned to shelves at higher prices. J.D. Peet's has warned of potential profit declines this year due to rising costs, while disputes between coffee buyers in the Netherlands and Germany have led to shortages. Brazil, producing nearly half of the world's Arabica coffee, is facing one of its worst droughts on record, further driving up prices. The Brazilian Coffee Roasters Association, ABIC, reported a staggering 170% rise in raw bean prices last year, leading to a 40% jump in retail prices. As consumers adapt by limiting their coffee purchases and seeking deals, the market braces for even steeper price increases ahead.
North Korea's advancements in drone technology. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has recently supervised the testing of new drones equipped with artificial intelligence, designed for both attacks and surveillance. The state-run Korean Central News Agency reported that these drones aim to track strategic targets and enhance military capabilities. During the tests, images showed these drones striking ground targets with impressive precision, including military vehicles. Kim also showcased a new reconnaissance aircraft, larger than a fighter jet, featuring advanced radar technology similar to the South Korean Boeing PSI. Analysts are concerned about North Korea's conversion of a Russian-made L-76 cargo plane into an early warning system, which could significantly boost its radar abilities. Additionally, reports indicate that North Korea has sent thousands of troops to support Russia in its ongoing conflict with Ukraine. This military collaboration raises questions about the shifting balance of power in the region.
Trump's new auto tariff and its global impact. U.S. President Trump has announced a bold 25% tariff on imported vehicles, sending shockwaves through global markets. This move has already led to significant drops in auto stocks, with General Motors down 6% and Ford falling 3%. While Wall Street futures remain stable, investors are on high alert for further developments. Trump is also open to reducing tariffs on China to strike a deal involving TikTok, the popular app used by 170 million Americans. In 2024, the U.S. imported nearly $500 billion in automotive products, including about $220 billion in passenger cars from countries like Mexico, Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Germany. Meanwhile, Norway's central bank has kept interest rates at a 17-year high of 4.5% due to inflation worries. The U.S. government is facing a staggering debt of $36.6 trillion, with Congressional Budget Office warning a potential default unless Congress raises a debt ceiling. This announcement highlights how interconnected our global economies are and the far-reaching effects of trade policies, with more tariff news expected soon.
WhatsApp's legal battle with EU regulators. WhatsApp, owned by Meta Platforms, has gained crucial backing from Advocate General Tamara Cepeda in its fight against the European Data Protection Board. This legal dispute stems from a hefty €225 million fine imposed by the Irish Data Protection Authority for data breaches in 2021. The board's involvement led to an increased penalty. Although a lower tribunal in Ireland ruled that WhatsApp couldn't directly challenge the board, it did allow an appeal regarding the fine. Cepeda has stated that WhatsApp's challenge is acceptable and has recommended sending the case back to the General Court for a decision. Court of Justice usually listens to its advisors, and the outcome could have major consequences for data privacy regulations across the EU and beyond. What does this mean for your privacy?
H3C warns of AI chip shortage. H3C is raising the alarm about a critical shortage of NVIDIA's H20 chip, the most advanced AI chip allowed in China due to U.S. regulations. With its stock nearly gone, this shortage could seriously impact China's ambitions in artificial intelligence as tech companies ramp up their investments. H3C cites major uncertainties in the global supply chain, worsened by rising international tensions. New shipments of H20 chips are expected by April 20th, 2025. Demand has surged from major Chinese firms like Tencent, Alibaba, and ByteDance, especially with the emergence of the AI startup DeepSeek. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are considering further restrictions on H20 chip sales to China, raising concerns about military capabilities. Analysts estimate that NVIDIA shipped around 1 million H20 units in 2024, generating over $12 billion in revenue. What does this mean for the future of AI in China?
Boosting mineral production for energy and security. U.S. President Donald Trump has activated special powers to increase the production of essential minerals for clean energy and defense. With global demand rising, competition is intensifying, particularly with China at the forefront. To reduce dependence on Chinese imports, the U.S. is seeking partnerships with countries like Ukraine and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, known for their rich cobalt resources vital for electric vehicle batteries. Additionally, the U.S. has threatened tariffs against Canada and Greenland, facing accusations of economic pressure. This initiative aims to strengthen national security and promote economic independence. Meanwhile, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto is also in discussions to boost his country's mineral output. As nations navigate this complex landscape, the stakes for energy and resources are higher than ever.
Elon Musk's $1 trillion spending cut plan. Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has launched a bold initiative to slash $1 trillion from federal spending in the United States. In an interview on Fox News with Bret Baier, Musk, appointed by Donald Trump to head the new Government Efficiency Department, expressed confidence in achieving this goal within just 64 days. Currently, federal spending is around $7 trillion, and Musk aims to bring it down to $6 trillion, a significant 15% cut. As of March 24, 2025, the department claims to have saved U.S. taxpayers about $115 billion through workforce reductions and asset sales. However, experts are doubtful about reaching the $1 trillion target without affecting social welfare programs like Social Security, which Trump has vowed to protect. This plan sparks ongoing debates about government efficiency and spending in Washington, D.C.
Impact of new auto tariffs on Tesla and the automotive industry. On March 27, 2025, President Donald Trump announced a 25% tariff on imported vehicles to protect U.S. manufacturing. This move could raise vehicle prices by $5,000 to $15,000, shaking up the automotive market. Tesla, based in Texas, is expected to fare better than traditional automakers like General Motors and Ford, thanks to its domestic production model. However, Tesla faces hurdles in international markets, especially in Europe and Canada, where political changes and reduced incentives for electric vehicles could hurt its competitiveness. In Canada, a rebate program for Tesla has been frozen, complicating its strategy. CEO Elon Musk acknowledges that while Tesla's local production offers some protection, rising costs for imported parts from countries like China and South Korea will still impact the company. Following the announcement, Tesla's stock rose slightly, but it has dropped over 40% since December 2024, reflecting broader market concerns. The automotive industry is navigating a period of uncertainty as companies adapt to these new tariffs, which could reshape the future of the sector.
Senator Bernie Sanders proposes to block arms sales to Israel. Senator Bernie Sanders is taking a stand by pushing for Senate votes to block $8.8 billion in arms sales to Israel, highlighting the dire humanitarian crisis in Gaza. This crisis escalated after a Hamas-led attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023, which tragically resulted in 1,200 deaths and 251 hostages taken. In response, Israel launched a military campaign in Gaza, leading to over 50,000 Palestinian deaths. Sanders has condemned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for violating both U.S. and international law, urging the U.S. to stop its complicity in the violence. For more than 3 weeks, humanitarian aid has been blocked from entering Gaza, leaving many without essential resources. Despite a long history of bipartisan support for Israel in Congress, Sanders aims to raise awareness and inspire action to protect civilians. The United Nations Human Rights Chief has accused Israel of unprecedented human rights violations during its military operations. Previous efforts by Sanders to halt arms transfers have faced overwhelming rejection in the Senate.
U.S. and Colombia sign agreement on migrant data. On March 27, 2025, the United States and Colombia signed an agreement in Bogota to share identification data for migrants. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem emphasized the deal's role in tackling illegal immigration and enhancing security, especially as Colombia faces a surge of migrants from Venezuela. Former President Donald Trump has linked illegal immigration to crime, threatening Colombia with high import taxes if it refuses to accept deported individuals. Colombian President Gustavo Petro criticized the U.S. treatment of Colombian migrants but agreed to the deal, showing a willingness to cooperate while advocating for migrant rights. This partnership aims to strengthen Colombia's ability to prevent crime at its borders while ensuring that the rights of migrants are respected. It reflects the evolving diplomatic relationship between the two nations amid ongoing migration challenges.
Breakthrough in cancer treatment. A revolutionary breakthrough in cancer treatment has come from the Weizmann Institute of Science in Jerusalem, Israel, led by researcher Yardina Samuels. This innovative method helps the immune system detect and target cancer cells by interfering with how those cells produce proteins. As a result, cancer cells create unusual proteins that the immune system can recognize more easily. In tests on mice, this approach successfully stimulated immune cells to remove cancer cells, achieving tumor eradication in about 40% of the subjects. Researchers believe this discovery could significantly improve treatments for cancers with few mutations. They are now exploring how this technique could be applied to other cancers, including breast, pancreatic, and colorectal cancers. This advancement offers new hope for patients and could lead to more effective therapies in the future.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.